A year ago, Northwell health nurse Sandra Lindsay of Long Island became the first American to get a COVID vaccine. She spoke with our Sophia Hall about what the past year has been like for her.
I mean, it's always cool, obviously, to meet the president or maybe celebrities, but is there one person or maybe a group of people over this past year that you met that you really felt like you made a difference in their lives?
Well, I recently had to go to the Jamaican embassy, and this is just one of many, 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 many stories. This lady came over to me, and she had tears in her eyes. And she said, you know, I'm getting chills now talking about it. My family and I had made up our minds that we were not going to get vaccinated. And after seeing you on TV, we all made appointments and we all got vaccinated. She said, I want to thank you so much.
Did you ever imagine that you yourself getting a vaccine on December 14th would basically change your life and change other people's lives?
Never imagined my life like this. I've been getting vaccines since growing up as a child in Jamaica. Back then, you didn't even need parents' consent. You go to school and nurse is there to give vaccines. We get our vaccines and we go on our merry way. And that's probably why I'm here today.
I mean, looking back now a year, are you happy with how things have progressed as far as, you know, people getting vaccinated?
I am grateful for the millions of people around the world that have rolled up their sleeves. I thought it was going to be a faster sprint across the line. So in that regard, I'm a little, you know, disappointed. I'm concerned about the variants, but not panicking, because I feel really protected. I have no fear. I'm concerned for others who are still on the fence. I'm just a little disappointed about the misinformation that's out there and, you know, how so many people just make it consume their lives, particularly the people who should be getting vaccinated, the black and brown people. It's not about, you know, government telling you what to do and trying to control your lives. This is a public health crisis. And I know for myself, I couldn't have gotten through the last 2 years without leaning on somebody. It's going to require that same unity to get through this pandemic. We can't go it alone.
Long Island nurse Sandra Lindsay with our Sophia Hall.